African communities on edge after a violent night in Charlotte, North Carolina, and a shooting in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's first up on today's show. In Charlotte Tuesday, a 43-year-old African-American man named Keith Lamont Scott was shot and killed by an African-American policeman. Officers were searching for another person at an apartment complex when they encountered Scott. Police say he got out of his car with a gun and did not drop it after police repeatedly told him to. An officer then shot and killed him. But Scott's family said he had no gun, that he was sitting in his car reading a book and waiting on one of his children to come home from school. Tuesday night, there were protests and violence in Charlotte. Stores were looted. Trucks were set on fire. Some demonstrators shut down a major expressway running through the city. 16 police officers were injured, as well as several civilians. Wednesday, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg police chief said evidence and witnesses supported the officer's claim that Keith Lamont Scott did have a gun and that no book was found at the scene of the shooting. Charlotte's mayor asked for calm and said a full investigation would be made. More tensions and protests in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where last Friday, a white police officer fatally shot an unarmed black man named Terrence Crutcher. His family says he was waiting for help on the road after his car broke down. The officer's lawyer says Crutcher was behaving strangely and that at one point he appeared to be reaching into his car for what the officer feared was a weapon. That's when the officer opened fire. But Tulsa's police chief later announced Crutcher had no gun, though investigators say they found the drug PCP in Crutcher's car. A lawyer for the Crutcher family says it's irrelevant if Crutcher was intoxicated, that police should not have used deadly force. Crutcher's father wants the officer charged with murder. State, federal, and local authorities are investigating in Tulsa.